We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse. And on today's Tuesday live show, we are going to turn it into a Brewers spring training watch party. Yeah, for the first three innings. That'll be what this is. Be on in front of me. If you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, you can see the TV colors dance across my face when they change. It is the Angels broadcast. So if you are following along with this tiny corner of the internet and you want to hear our boys in Brew, shout out Grant, from behind the microphone, you won't be missing that today. Now, if you want to listen to the radio, that would probably be, you're not going to do that and this. Or you're listening to this after the fact and you're thinking, what happened in those three innings of Brewers baseball? We'll also talk about some Packers, some news there today. And then I do want to dip into the political waters and talk about how it's 73 degrees today. So I'd like to do all of that on today's show. If you'd like to join, the link is always available in the YouTube comments, and I will also make sure that it is on Twitter. I know that it's kind of harder to join during the day than it has been maybe in the late night lives, but you are welcome either way that you can join. So the Brewers are going to be playing the Angels today against spring training. It's a pretty interesting lineup. I mean, I don't think we've seen Yelich yet at this point in a game. But we do get Garrett Mitchell's leading off at DH. Sal Frelick's going to be in right. Willy Adames is in this game. He'll be batting third and playing short. Tyler Black at first. And then you have Joey Weimer in center field. Blake Perkins in left field batting sixth. Bryce Terang batting seventh at second. Some guy named Dunn. Like, I'm following the Brewers, but I'm not like totally following the Brewers where I know who this Dunn guy is. So maybe we'll learn about that together. Jefferson Cuero, one of their top 100 prospects overall, will be doing the catching. And then Jansen Junk, we'll see how many innings he gets. Typically this early, they don't let these guys do too much early on in terms of the pitching. Again, you can chime in. Brewers and Angels will get underway here in about 7 minutes. I did see something, the Mets lineup today. So, you know, when you like play Madden and you always kind of gravitate towards the same guys, David Stearns seems to be doing that too. Included in his lineup today for David Stearns in the New York Mets, Tyrone Taylor's leading off. G-Man Choi is at third, or batting third, I believe. Luke Voit is doing the designated hitting. And then Ben Gamel is in left field. So all these guys that we have loved for different reasons over the years as Brewers fans are playing in the Mets lineup today. Tyrone Taylor, G-Man Choi, Luke Voit, and Ben Gamel. Who will this year's Luke Voit be? Where it's so egregious if he's not on the roster, where he must be on the roster. And then he gets on the roster and he never plays. You know, I guess we do the same thing in baseball that we do in basketball, where we always care about the 15th guy. This came up on the show last night about Thanasis Adetokounmpo and would he be on the roster if not for Giannis? Who cares? He's a 15th guy. And Pat Bev and Dame Lillard, they said some nice things about Thanasis on their different platforms and podcasts. Sometimes it's about the intangibles. Oh, Pat Bev, man, just a real quick Bucks thing is they have the Hornets two of the next three nights. There was a clip of him talking about how he sat down with Dame. You know, they played a couple of games together. Then it was Bobby Portis's birthday party. And Pat Beverly came up to Dame and they're like, yo, we got to talk and let's do it at dinner. And then they talked it out. And Pat's like, you got to shoot more. You got to shoot more so that we know where to rebound. You got to shoot more so that you can get the bad shots out of your system. You got to shoot more. You got to shoot more and take the bad shots and like do it now and kind of like practice within the game. And nobody told Dame that up to that point. So sure, failure. But what a great move from John Horst. What a great move from John Horst, right? Because John Horst gets this guy in here. You all want P.J. Tucker. You don't really want P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker wasn't that great. P.J. Tucker was more of a, like, what's the best thing you did? Yell at Coach Bud? That's what we want. We just want a guy like that, a guy that wants to win, that won't be afraid to say the hard things. You guys still think it is P.J. Tucker? I think we got one. It's Pat Bev. And they had this conversation at Bobby Portis's birthday party. All you guys wanted Bobby Portis traded. Well, when would this conversation have come up if Bobby Portis was traded? When would the Bucks have gotten together? There wouldn't have been a birthday party to have had that conversation. So once again, John Horst, masterclass, three steps ahead of all of us. No matter what we try to think we are as a Bucks fan, we are severely lacking in terms of our ability and knowledge on how to run a basketball team. And John Horst proves it once again. So credit to John Horst as he is building a championship squad. If the Bucks do lose to the Hornets either one of these two nights, let's be civil about it. The Hornets have been playing better. Last time we saw the Hornets was a Friday night. That was THC Seltzer night, known in my circles. Last time that they played them, they kicked the shit out of them. I hope that happens again tonight. I hope it happens every night. But if it doesn't, forest from the trees, my friends. Forest from the trees. A couple of Packer notes that I saw as the combine is taking shape and taking place. And really, it's a lot of interviewing of guys and figuring out like what kind of sound bites they can get, if anything. Brian Gutekunst did say he'd like to go back to drafting more quarterbacks due to the importance of the position. So even if we have Jordan Love, which we do, and we've got everybody's boy, Sean Clifford, if they go ahead and draft another quarterback, they just, okay. It's good. It's healthy competition. I feel like that's going to be a subject of, you know, the stations that need to get 3 hours out of the Packers every day. And by three, I mean like the whole entire day. That's going to be a question that comes up. That's going to be a question that comes up is, do the Packers need a quarterback? Are they worried about Jordan? You know, it's really, I mean, Packer coverage is elite at not just killing the buffalo, as I always say, but then getting every piece of meat off that bone and then using the bones for different things. Maybe using the buffalo teeth for something. You know, when you kill an animal, you're supposed to get the full extent of the animal. The game has started, by the way. We are underway. Garrett Mitchell skies one. And that will be caught behind the backstep. Nope, the guy missed it. Oh, my God. Spoke too soon. Hey, it's spring training for everybody. Am I right? Spring training for everybody. So, Garrett Mitchell, that'll be an 0-1 count for Garrett Mitchell. Plisak's son is pitching. I streamed him a bunch in fantasy. He wasn't that good. That's the kid that was on the Guardians, right? Also, one more Packer thing. They're switching to the 4-3 defensively. Gutekunst does not think it will have that big of an impact on the roster. So those questions are out of the way. 0-2 on Garrett Mitchell on our Brewers Angels watch party. You're invited to join. I did invite Tim Shea. I sent him an invite at 2 in the morning. He responded with, "I'll be there." And I'm sure he's out driving around somewhere. So I did book a guest, and I did have a lot that I wanted to go back and forth with Tim on. And hopefully I can do that at some point in the show. He may not hear this until he edits it after the fact. Mitchell has popped up. Let's see if this guy can get it. He can. One out on our third inning watch party. It's the first inning, Brewers and Angels. Nice to have the Brewers on TV again. I've been thinking that I wasn't going to get into baseball like I was this year. I still think long-term, they got to fix the playoffs. But it's very comforting to have on every day and to have it be a part of your day. Oh, we got a hit down the line. Frelick going for 2. Thinking 3. Sal Frelick. Oh, we're back, baby. So let's add, because I'm going into the season thinking 83 wins. I think that's fair. You can make the playoffs with that. Diamondbacks did. But if they win, I don't know, man. Because I'm watching this game. It's just like how Stephen A. Smith was at the Bucks-Timberwolves game on Friday, and now he's talking better about the Bucks. That's all it is. Sam says, Hornets fans should storm the court if they beat the Bucks. Storming the court, just be careful. Filipowski, I can't say his name. Filipowski, they never even did scans on this guy. They don't know what body part he got hit in. Looks like he's going to play tomorrow night. Wow. What a story that turned out to be. Willie Adames at the plate. They could use a hit here, so we likely won't get one. Remember, your boy hit .217 last year. Willie Adames. Batting average is important for a guy like Willie Adames. Happy Place M promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. You can get the gummies, the tinctures, the lip balm. The seltzers are available now. Order 3 of those 4-packs and get free shipping on that. The rest of the products do come free shipping. Again, the promo code is BART, Happy Place Hemp in Muskego. Adames, wow, new year. New year, new you. Willie Adames, into the gap. Watch party. Watch party. Happy Place Hemp can go along with all of your watch parties. Get the gummy and watch away.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's not a party. There's only one person. Let's bring back this week's impromptu co-host, Hot Take Jake.
Oh, wow. What an honor.
Well, I did two shows and you popped on, and everyone else that said they would pop on has not. So thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi. Couple quick takes. Number one, for people that are crying about David Bakhtiari not being back, it's like, well, if he's healthy, you want him on your team. Well, a famous man once said, if my auntie had stones, she'd be my uncle. So let's be realistic. He's never going to be healthy. Storming
the Tyler Black into the seats. Tyler Black into the seats. Go ahead.
Burn it down. Oh, some of you guys will get that. Also, storming the court remains for losers and only losers. And I love the Winklerverse. So that's what I got today. Just feels right to come in and say hi.
Oh, I didn't like a tweet you sent me.
Which one was that?
I said I was pro court storming, and you said if it was someone from Wisconsin, I would be acting differently.
Which is true.
No, it's not. I don't like when people do that to me.
Do what?
Always storm say, well, if there's something that I don't like, and then they say, well, if it was a Wisconsin, you.
All right. So, you know, Charlotte beats Milwaukee, and it's their biggest win of the season.
Okay,
and
first of all, reason, this is NBA now. I don't care about college.
Okay, so back when Wisconsin was in the Final Four, Frank Kaminsky rolls his ankle because going into the tournament, they lose to some scrub team. Like, you know, that doesn't bother you at all.
I just think the instances that storming the court is going to knock a guy out for any extended time is very slim.
I just think if I'm on that team and people are storming the court, I'm running through it, just throwing elbows like I'm in a mosh pit. And then whatever happens, they deserve it. And then, to be honest with you, I'm targeting people while I'm doing it and pretending that I'm not.
So like the Duke kid.
Is that what he did? Did he?
He had his arms out.
I totally believe Caitlin Clark purposely ran into somebody. That was like a sore loser moment, but that person also deserved to get barreled over too. So,
oh, pitch clock.
There
what
we
the
go.
Hell? The pitch clock went down to zero and the guy stood there for four more seconds.
This is why I keep up to date with this show, like the riveting stuff like this.
Well, what the hell? Why do we have a pitch clock?
Hey, are they really going to go with Frelick at third?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. He's like, he makes some of the most exciting plays in the outfield. He's got a cannon for an arm. And now you're going to try him at third so he can be Ryan Braun out there? I don't get it.
Well, they have too many outfielders.
Then get rid of one of the ones that suck, like Weimer or Mitchell. You know?
Yeah, I wanted to see one of these guys today at third. But instead,
I thought Frelick was starting today.
Who? Yeah, but he's not playing third.
All right. I guess I stand corrected. That doesn't happen often, so mark it on your calendars, folks.
Frelick's in the outfield today.
Okay. Well, maybe they give up on that.
They got that Dunn guy that I didn't know who it was.
Totally that guy. Absolutely. I've been following.
And I did look up his name, Oliver Dunn.
Oliver Dunn, yeah.
Oh, remember we traded Henry Mendez and Robert Moore for him?
That's right. Remember? Yes, the Robert Moore trade. How could I forget?
Yeah, that was a kind of a bummer. Oh, I shouldn't say that I don't care about college basketball. I do very much. On Saturday night, I want to get the word out that the Panthers have declared it Panther Day. They unveiled, this is from Coach Bart Lundy, they unveiled hashtag for the MKE. It's about the basketball tradition. Go ahead and get that. The game is going to be on ESPNU, and they say we need you there. So if you're eager to get out and about on Saturday night.
Back to the court storming thing. So this is a college sports thing with you? It's okay for college?
Well, it doesn't happen in the NBA.
All right, well, let's do college sports in
general.
It
did, like, with the Celtics, like, in 84, but it don't happen anymore.
So, like, Melvin Gordon or Jonathan Taylor, they get taken out at the end of a Badgers game. You're cool with that?
I just don't think it's going to happen. I think that it's so rare.
Well, it's going to happen. Like, eventually everything's going to happen, and then you're going to lose your shit.
Oh, son of a bitch. Taylor Ward has hit off the wall.
Is that a real person?
And he's in for a stand-up double. As yeah, we're man, in the baseball. Bottom. We're in the bottom of the first. This is our Brewers spring training watch party.
Hey, let me ask you about this baseball season. What's the over-under on how many games before Bart completely throws in the towel and stops giving a shit?
No, I think I give a shit.
How about this? Because you're a national guy now. Do the Brewers have to be good for you to, like, keep, like, paying attention to baseball? Or is it now that you're a national guy, are you going to keep up with it no matter what and kind of watch more?
I'm watching the first game that's on TV.
Well, yeah, everybody will watch, you know, the first game because the sun is out. They're not used to that. There's hope. There's optimism. And then, you know, then it's like it sinks in that, damn, 162 games.
Okay, since you brought up the weather, and I'll bring in the Sean O'Connell.
Yeah.
Since you brought up the weather, so I went for a beautiful walk today. 70 degrees or very close to. And I understand that it's going to get cold in the overnight. And then, you know, and if you're like, hey, winter's over, it'll be a random day in April where it snows. It's not over. Well, then there's a random day in April where it snows. Winter's over. Winter is over. We may have winter-like conditions another day yet, but winter is over. It's done. I'm not talking just for this year, maybe forever. Climate change, those of you that have been trying to make this happen, you did it. We barely get winter anymore. It's going to put a lot of small businesses out of business, so you better enjoy these days, the winter businesses. Some say our economy depends on four seasons as Ward advances to third now, one out, Jansen Junk on the hill. And I just think it's over, and I don't like the... First, weather pisses me off. Not weather. Weather is what it is. But our whole perception and reaction towards weather. Like when it snows, everyone takes a ruler. Got 2 inches here in Mequon. Who gives a fuck? Okay? But the weather people all retweet it. Like that's news. Just tell us what's going to snow. Don't make everybody a star. And then now it's going to be like a 50-degree variance from one point in the afternoon until tomorrow. That's part of living on this rock. We live on a rock, on a planet where it goes from like 100 to zero and really not more than that. That helps sustain life. If it was like a 500 degree swing, I'd be a little more upset. Anyway, that's the rant that really I wanted to say. That's the whole reason I did it live today. The Sean O'Connell, hi. And Austin.
What's going on, guys?
The gang's back together.
I'm gonna cry.
What's up, Sean?
I think we had winter last year. There were a few snow days for my son's school and whatnot. We did have winter last year,
but they don't take snow days like they used to.
That is true. Yes, that is 100% accurate. However, as a former snowboarder until the dread arthritis brought me down dread arthritis. El Nino year is, generally for the Midwest, a very low snow year. A lot of late January and February rain. So Yeah, this is an El Nino year, so now we're getting
Spanish for the Nino.
Exactly. Yes, Chris Farley, Saturday Night Live prime. So, but we are watching Brewers, and I am excited to see the Brewers are ahead 1-0. The Angels are playing a little small ball against them here with Mike Trout up at bat. Some would argue one of the best players of the most recent timeline. Yeah, I think he's pretty good. Handsome, too.
Handsome? Yeah, wait. Oh, what a diving catch! Frelick!
Son of a bitch, you're about 10 seconds ahead of me.
Yeah, then. He's got to be ahead of me then. Check out the New Jersey boys.
What the hell? Oh. I've never had a... I got DirecTV. DirecTV's behind everybody. All right, I don't know where Jake went. Frelick made a big catch.
He was talking about Frelick going to third before.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good move because, yeah, I mean, he is damn good, though, out there. God, look at that catch.
You're just getting it?
No, that was the replay again. I just saw it in slow-mo. But, I mean, he does have a cannon of an arm, too, and we could use some power over there on the corner. I don't know, like, what do we got at third base if we can't put Sal in there and maybe see what we would have Yelich, Weimer, if he can get his swing corrected, and I saw he's working on that. Who else would be out there this season?
You figure that out. I hate to interrupt you, but I think I got another UWL grad in the house, Neil. Neil.
Yeah, first time, long time.
What's up, dude? Thanks for joining.
Yeah, I'm between calls, and I was score watching the Brewers game, so I thought I'd call in.
Look at everybody at their desk. So professional, you guys. Look at that.
Are we worried about the Brewers draft position yet, Jake?
I am. We're finally, you know, seeing my 6-year-old draft takes come to fruition here for the Brewers. So it's exciting for me.
I like it. I like it.
All right, Brewers, get out of that inning. We're going to the top of the second. And it's 1-1 as we have our 3-inning watch party. So we're going into the second inning. Anything else you want to say, Neil? It's your big debut.
Ooh. Put me on the spot.
No, you put yourself on the spot by joining the show.
It's true. It's true.
Could be Brewers, Bucks, Packers. Any takes circling in that brain that you have disagreed with people at or anything?
I mean, the most mad I got was the we need to tank for draft position. I already busted Jake's balls over that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I was a believer in Jordan Love when we drafted him, so I was probably one of the few people who didn't mind that pick. Let's see. Brewers predictions. I think their over-under is somewhere around 79 wins this year. I think they're going to be more competitive than that. I like the depth.
I think I got to hit the over.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I think that, Jake, to your question earlier, that will keep me engaged. If I put like 200 on the over.
I wish I had that optimism, but we'll see. It's a long-ass season.
Yeah. That's why those bets are, you know, you tie them up in the future, and it's like no fun, and then
the over-under. You didn't lose anything because you made the bet so long ago. It's like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, and then it's only like, oh, you double up your money. I mean, I might as well invest $200 if that's the case.
Yeah, put it in acorns.
Yeah, anything. Alex says, RIP Cherry Star. We got news that she did pass away today at 89. A great long life live with Bart Star, of course. So
only the good die young.
Pass it along to the Star family. That's one of my wishes is that I would have been able to at least meet Bart Starr. I never was able to. My grandparents did. I've told that story. Should I tell it again? Does that? Can anyone say it for me?
Recycle it. Yeah. they met him at the airport, right? And then the next year, they saw him, and he went up to them.
Yeah. Austin knows.
There we go.
He said, "How's Bart doing?" But then again, I don't know if that is a true story. It's a true story I was told. My grandpa did tell me that story. I don't know if it actually happened, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, just keep that as it actually happened. Run with that.
I have no reason to want to poke a hole in that. Yeah. We're in the second inning now. Perkins at the plate.
Okay, so I went and looked it up. We got Christian Yelich, Garrett Mitchell, Jackson Chourios, Sal Frelick, Joey Weimer as our potential outfielders. So if Chourios is going to come up, you would have him in the outfield, Garrett Mitchell, Joey Weimer. You could have Yelich DH in that game and Sal Frelick at third, which is where Joey Ortiz is. So I think that's the argument for putting Sal at third.
We need to sign Matt Chapman.
Well, all right, boys, I got to take off, but just wanted to say it's been great to be back. Feels like old times. And Bart, don't hate on the weather and the weather people, because don't forget, life is one unstoppable march towards death, and we need to do whatever we can to distract ourselves from that. Love you guys.
Later, Jake.
That was a good sign off.
Well, it's very poignant. I appreciate that. I agree with them. I feel like weather has gotten sensationalized, and I don't like it. And I don't mind if the weather people are like, "Hey, you know, how many people sit down and watch the 10 o'clock anymore? Yeah, they're interested in the weather, so let's have a bulk of the show be about the weather." That's fine. But I feel like we, as the viewers, I don't know, that we're easy targets, I guess. Because, yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. And you make a comment that's like, "Oh, it's nice today." And then everyone goes, "Well, in April, it's going to be like, there'll be snow probably." Well, I don't care about that. Let me go and enjoy a walk today, man. It's beautiful out.
Yeah. Did people not realize that you were on Bradford Beach, or did they actually think you were in the Caribbean?
No, I'm in the Caribbean right now.
Yeah.
This is my hotel. This is my Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not in where you normally see me.
Not buying it.
Look at this. Look at this beautiful. I was right at the beach today. Look at that.
Yeah. Right in the Caribbean.
The brown Caribbean sand. But if you look at the top, look at that light blue. It's beautiful. Where was I? I was at Atwater.
Yeah. Well, it just seemed like people didn't understand that you were posting a picture of Milwaukee.
Some did.
Yeah, some did. I think it went over.
But plenty did not. Plenty did not. But yeah, beautiful day. Then we'll get storms tonight and snow tomorrow, and then it'll be nice again. We'll be all right. No, Atwater, you ever been to that beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very nice. Stairs are so steep.
Yeah.
So I took the roundy loop thing.
Mm-hmm.
Turing through the middle. Perkins had gotten on base. I missed that. He's home. Turing at first. This Brewers offense under Pat Murphy. Wow. Did you see what Murphy did in the
bang, bang, press meeting today?
Nice
bang, 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 Turing gang.
Yeah, it's back. It's back.
Yeah.
I've always been a believer.
You see what Murphy did today?
No.
They kept bugging him about, because he knows Rudy, the guy that they made the movie Rudy after.
Mm-hmm.
So the media kept bugging him for like Rudy stories. So then he's just like, whatever. So he FaceTimed Rudy And then they talked for like 15 minutes with the media and Rudy on the phone.
That's hilarious.
He's the best.
That's good.
I'm so glad Council betrayed us, that asshole.
Yeah, fuck him. I'm done with that asshole.
Oh, we got a steal attempt. No, tag on the foot.
Sorry, not asshole, guys. Just ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
Ass.
Sure.
Sorry if you were behind me, but Terang caught stealing.
Yeah, let's see.
I don't know. Did he touch him? Do we get reviews in spring training?
I don't know. That looked pretty.
I don't think they need to bother on that one.
Did he get him?
Looked like he got him pretty clean right on the ass, yeah.
I'm going to Florida next month. I might try to get to like a Rays or a Twins or a some game.
Have you ever been to the Hop? Or the Trop? Not the Hop, the Trop.
Yes, I have.
My buddy,
I like it.
Yeah, my buddy goes there all the time. He says it's a dump, but it's like his dump and he loves it.
Well, you go in and like, you ever been to like a county fairgrounds? Like the main building of a county fairgrounds where the floor is cement.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this, when I was there, it was cement and it's like all painted cement. Inning will be over here. Nope, two outs. And then you go in and you feel like you're in something that should not be a baseball stadium. I like it. I like it. I like the Trop. I think there were plans to have a beautiful ballpark on the water with like 25,000 seats and like sort of a roof, sort of not. That would have been great. But if you're going to have a dump, you could do worse than the Trop. Actually, you can't, which is what makes it so great.
That's a very good description of it feels like it's a place where there's baseball, but it feels like there shouldn't be. Back in the first season of the Colorado Rockies, a friend of mine had flex tickets, and I ended up going to a lot of Rockies games at Mile High Stadium. And yeah, that was the feeling the whole time there. There wasn't a place where you sat down and you couldn't. You always had to have your head turned in some way. You had to have your head turned. I didn't like it. Didn't like it.
See, but that was that's a baseball game at a football stadium, like they do hockey. Like you get that feeling when you're in the Trop, even though it is a baseball stadium. It's like it shouldn't be.
Yes, I was just commenting on what a fantastic description that was.
Oh, thank you. And I was doubling down on it as well. Brick says the Trop is like the hole in the wall food place that is super sketchy, but still good food.
Comes on a paper plate.
I need a new pizza place on the east side.
Where do you go to?
Well, we used to go to Fauble Brothers and then they closed.
Is Zafiro's still there?
So I got something to say.
I'm here for it.
I've been let down by Zafiro's now.
Really?
Mm.
Man, I lived on Prospect and Kenilworth, and Zafiro's was my spot.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if I ate there, I love the tiny, like, packed bar aspect of it all. Mm-hmm. But picking up the pizza or having it delivered, it's just by the time I get it, it's... And Lisa's Pizza, I don't know if that place is open right now. I don't know what the hell's going on there. They were open. Then they weren't. Then they were. So I think we're going to settle on, there's this really good little spot kind of near campus. I think it's a long family-owned business. Papa John's?
Oh, boy. I mean, yeah. It's still good, but you're not going to get, it's not quality. That's like, you got to be drunk doing that.
Papa John's.
I don't even know what's on the east side anymore. Yeah. I used to live over there for like 10 years.
But my worst pizza experience was Pizza Shuttle. I think the guy dropped the box of pizza and then still handed it to me.
Ooh. Ooh. Grant, who we'll talk to tomorrow. Is it Freeman Taco Bell levels of letdown, the pizza? No, that's the problem with Chuck was always, I've said this, is he goes to Taco Bell and he orders tacos. That's not why you go to Taco Bell. You order burritos and enchiladas and quesadillas and chalupas. Tacos. The only taco you should be getting at Taco Bell is the spicy potato soft taco. John wants to know what the meaning, or Jan wants to know what the meaning of life is. Well, I don't think there is one.
Yeah, there is.
No, you can create your own meaning.
Oh, don't give it, pussy. It's that simple. Oh, crushing it as often as possible. Have a great day, fellas. Love you.
That was
done awesome. On a high note. Jeez.
Okay. No, you create your own meaning.
Yeah, it's just to enjoy it, isn't it?
So that's what you like. My meaning of life is to get the most out of my relationships with my family and to cultivate more relationships with my friends and to get to know people through this and all this kind of stuff. It's to make the most out of the time that you have. That's why this morning I went to the Caribbean and back. But the actual meaning of why we're here, there is none. To me. We just happen to be here.
What's it? 2:40 on a Tuesday. We're getting into some shit here, huh?
Well, like, why do humans get to be like, why do we get to ponder with them?
Happy Place Hemp ads you want to read right now?
Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off. Is that Miguel Sano? Second inning. He flies out. No. Why do we as humans get to say what the meaning, like hippos don't float around and think, what's the meaning of life? Am I happy enough? You know, giraffes aren't like, oh God, I'm really bummed out. I'm going to go talk to another giraffe about it. Why are we so special to think that we need to have our existence justified? Just you're here. I don't know why. Some people get into better situations than others. Make the most of what you got.
Amen.
I agree with that take.
Someone asked. I mean, you want to ask questions? I answered. Right, I think. Any rebuttals? You got more than that?
No, that's pretty good. I enjoy it. That's how it, and however you enjoy it, just don't fuck with other people, I guess.
The meaning of life is to love something so much, but then hate on it at every possible moment.
Like baseball.
Like the Milwaukee Bucks.
I think that's just sports fandom.
When do the Bucks play next?
Tonight.
Tonight? Who are they playing? I've been out of the loop for the past.
We got two against Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We got Charlotte. We got Charlotte tonight at home, and then we go there. And then we go to Chicago.
Did we play Charlotte at all this year? I kind of feel like remembering they played the Bucks pretty tough.
We played them on the Friday that I chugged a THC seltzer from Happy Place Hemp and 1840 Brewing.
Oh, nice.
And it hit me much quicker than the gummies do.
Yeah, those things are pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kick in pretty quick.
Yeah. So, that's what I remember about that. Yeah, we beat them, but they weren't healthy. But now they've been playing better. Like after the All-Star break, just kind of like us, we've been playing better. Looks like we may have some in-play runs here. Ball hit off the top of the wall is going to score. One, going to score two. Hobie Milner has this inning, and it is not going well for Hobie.
Yeah,
bummer. Now, 83 wins, we might have to go down to 81.
I looked up the over-under. It's 76.5.
God, I'm going to Pato today.
Yeah, that's
I'm
wild.
I'm going over on that. 76.5?
Yeah, that's what BetMGM had.
No, I bet you at Pato, that book's probably got it a little higher, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, Pato's got it to like 87.5.
Yeah, then I might have to go there.
All you suckers are like, I'm going to go down to Pato and bet on the Brewers.
Well, then I have to go with the under. They got to win like 85 games, 86 games.
Pat Murphy didn't take this job to win 76 fucking ball games.
Yeah, that was a nice little locker room speech he had.
There's why we got it. We need to get Sal at third. Brooks and Dunn just let it go through his fucking legs.
All right, it's coming up.
Whoop! Cone roller!
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Cone?
Bart, how's the Caribbean? You're just a week late for Sunburn Bowl.
Sunburn Bowl 5.1. Cone, we got fresh blood here with Neil.
Hey, Neil. What's up, Cone Roller?
Welcome to the show.
I listen to you guys weekly. This is a little surreal being on.
Well, is it everything that you hoped it would be?
100%.
So what's the over-under this year? 87?
At Pato.
Okay. I'm taking the over.
Pato's going to jack up the over-under to 90 by the end of the show.
I saw a prediction yesterday. They had the Brewers finishing fourth in the NL Central, which I think is kind of a joke. They had the Reds as number one.
They also had St. Louis winning the division last year, and I think they finished 21 games back at the end of the year. So,
but now, Bart, that you're national, you got to help reset the narrative here. You can be on the Brewers? Forefront of resetting narratives now that you're national.
I'm trying with the Bucks. I feel like I'm meeting a lot of resistance. The Brewers, no, but like, is it just the whole Craig Council thing? Is it not a big deal because it's the Brewers? Is it not a big deal because it's baseball?
Both.
Like if there was a Craig Council of the Yankees, and he went to the Red Sox, or maybe vice versa, it would be so much more like a thing.
Are you at a disco right now? Your colors keep changing on your face.
The TV's in front of my eyes. Yeah. I can't show the game, but I can show the commercials.
They got spring training on in the Caribbean?
I'm streaming Bally through my Fire Stick.
Wow.
I bring it down to the Caribbean.
It's a good call.
Who's this guy? Oh, they just had a George Webb commercial. George Webb not getting on board the Admirals win streak is bullshit. What a missed opportunity for them.
It is the Admirals.
They won 19 in a row.
News to me.
Same.
What?
The national media is not talking about them. Is it just market Milwaukee or what?
I live in Minnesota now, so I'm out of the
loop. I've mentioned them twice. Twice. Matt Moore's on the mound.
They were at like 12 wins in a row, I had to get down. Well, get down is just a few minutes, but had to go to an ads game. Brutal though, beer there was like $15. So only had the two.
$15 at the ads game?
Yeah, for a beer.
That's unreal.
Yeah. So, but yeah, as much as I love going to those games, man, you gotta save your drinking for after the game.
Now, Bart, do we think that the Bucks can beat the Celtics in a playoff series? And if yes, can the Bucks beat the Nuggets?
Well, right now, after watching Nuggets Warriors, I sort of think the Nuggets are going to be pretty hard to beat.
Nuggets are 9-1 in their last 10 against the Warriors.
I think the Bucks. I think the Bucks can beat the Celtics. I wonder though if, like, I wonder if it's better to get them early, like a 1-3. Like, I don't know. I feel like the gauntlet's going to be tough. Because if they start against the Pacers, let's say how the standings line up now, I think.
Upset.
I mean, I think we'll win. I think we'll beat the Pacers. But it ain't going to be easy, and they're going to throw everything at us. I don't like Tyrese Halliburton's aura. I feel he talks a lot for a guy whose best accomplishment was losing the in-season tournament final. I know we got to like him because he's from the 920, where I'm from. Although technically, I'm from the 414. Fond du Lac was 414 when I was born. It was in the 414. Okay.
I think when I was born, I'm from Racine. I think they were also 414 and only became 262 later.
Yeah. 262. Oh.
No, come on. I'm a 262er.
Garrett Mitchell has. Oh, no. That's Frelick. Oh, wow. Mitchell's. We got a quick inning going here, boys.
Mitchell, yeah, grounded out.
Bart, are you coming down for spring training?
Yeah, but to the other one, I think. We're going to Florida.
I want to meet my nephew.
In Arizona?
Yeah.
You want to meet your nephew, my son?
That's what you said last year.
Yeah, you didn't meet me.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I thought you were coming to the game.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, I'll be boots on the ground for a game here one of these days.
I would have loved to meet you out for some beers, but, you know, in Phoenix, everything's an hour and a half away.
As it should be. Give the automobile its freedom. No protected bike lanes, all freeways. That's what I like about a city.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to the bottom of the third. On our three-inning watch party.
Are we a little concerned about this pitching rotation going into the season? I mean, who's going to be our 4 and 5? Ashby, I think, has got to be one of them.
Well, and that leads to this comment from Winning Gambler. This team's pitching will be atrocious, way under 76.
Colin Ray, number 5, then?
I like it. For so many years, we've tried to build up a decent pitching staff. Now we're just like, oh, let any old asshole throw. We're going to outslug these guys with Rhys Hoskins. And someone else?
Gary Sanchez. I like him. I think he's going to be pretty good. Good DH to have.
Yeah. Who did we cut? Austin Nola? Or no, we had a different guy. Who's the catcher we cut? I don't even know. Was someone saying something?
There's a lot of questions with the pitching staff, but I think between the farm system and the arms they got, there's depth where they'll figure it out. They might need to iterate through the first couple months of the season, but Freddie has the stuff. He showed it the second half of the season last year.
Wade Miley. I like Trust Wade Miley. I think he'll be solid again.
Yeah, Junis is an innings eater, and I think he could be a good number 3-4. Colin Ray supposedly has a cutter now, I think, where he could be a good back of the rotation arm. And then they got guys like Mizorowski, Gasser, Carlos Rodriguez, Ashby. They'll all get innings at some point. I think it'll be a story of their depth of their pitching. They won't have the traditional, like, three aces at the top of the rotation, but
they won't have traditional guys that are major league quality.
What we're setting up, we're going to be in a competitive rebuild this season, and then 2025 is the World Series year. You're going to have Woodruff coming back, and that's basically as good as adding an elite free agent.
Yeah.
Coming back, all these young guys get some more experience. You kind of figure out who are your ballers and who are your bailers, and you make the run in 2025.
That'll be nice coming off a Packers Super Bowl win, too.
Yeah. And we're going to need it after the Bucks flame out and then panic trade Dame and Middleton. Yeah.
And Giannis, yeah. The Warriors.
Or the Knicks. I feel like we've heard about Giannis to the Knicks for years now.
Oh, the Brewers announced that they are doing something called Brewers Superfan. I got to figure out a way to, I want to nominate Brett and Tosa.
Oh, you can nominate? You get to nominate someone? What do they get? Do they get
Gargantola? You can nominate someone.
Do they get to throw out the first pitch or something?
I didn't read all that far.
Oh. Well, what the hell?
They get a tailgate party with all the racing sausages.
This is the criteria. Well, I looked at the form. I didn't know Brett's address, and I was going to be like, I don't know. I guess I could ask him to nominate him. The criteria is passionate fandom, positive team spirit, creative displays of support, community engagement, and then social media presence. And Brett and Tosa's social media presence is, you've never seen anybody more pro the owner on social media. So maybe that'll give him a leg up, but he also, if there's any goodwill with Craig Council, Brett has destroyed that.
Yeah, I was going to say, when he goes and sits right behind the dugout and boos the shit out of him to the point of, you know, possibly being arrested, does that count as like a demonstration of awesome fanship for the Brewers?
Well, and the 29 other clubs it does, but not our pussy-ass state.
Fuck Craig Council. Fuck.
Yeah. Preach.
Oh, it's a little different around here. There's a stadium full of people.
Yeah, they're all like 70-year-old that moved out of Illinois.
Yeah, they live in Iowa. Drink
training Cubs baseball like it's game six.
So I saw that, but I didn't know the context of what the hell was he even talking about. At what event was there a bunch of people?
The first spring training game at the Cubs facility.
Oh, so like this is not enough for him? It's spring training.
Apparently that's what he meant.
Oh, what a knob.
And then again, when we talk about Council, I feel like we should be able to talk about Council in our own little corner. It's like, we're talking about Council in our backyard, and then the neighbor looks over the fence and is like, oh, get over it, because Council moved in with him. Like, no, we can still have our feelings. That doesn't have to be your, and it's not an indictment on you. And you don't have to rush. The way Cubs fans rush to defend this guy, you've known him for 2 months.
It goes back to the number one rule of sports radio. You know, don't tell people how to fan.
Which is my whole identity.
I don't know about that.
Wait till they have Council batting Jesse Winker in a game.
Is Jason Hayward still on the Cubs, or is he gone?
I think his body turned it into dust.
Yeah,
he just kind of evaporated into the wind. I don't know where he went. Well, the third inning's over, and I think this is going to conclude the watch party.
Yeah, I got to run. I got to run, boys.
Same here.
Yeah.
Hey, good to have you, man.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to see another UWL alum.
Yeah, Neil, thanks for coming on.
Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.
Cone.
Bart.
Austin.
I'm still here.
Thanks to Tim Shea, who said he would be here and then wasn't.
He's sleeping. He's getting ready for that Badger game tonight. Indiana. Must win.
Oh, the game's on Peacock, though. I ain't giving him my money.
If it's Jack Collinsworth again, I am going to be very upset. I might have to turn on Butch and LePay.
Jack got fired from Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah, he's not doing Notre Dame calls anymore.
That's probably good. Horvat probably talked to some boosters, got him off the call.
Possible. All right, man.
All right, Bart. Talk to you later.
See ya. Cone. And Ken says peace, and I say peace too. Thanks for coming to my three-inning watch party. Hopefully the Brewers can crawl back into this one and pull it out. Bucks tonight. Combine this week, so we'll have plenty to discuss when we convene again. The Brewers play the Cubs tomorrow. And that game will be going on as we're recording, I believe. So we'll have thoughts on that on the next episode as well. I'm Bar Winkler. Thanks for coming into the Winklerverse. We will talk to you soon and appreciate you. From the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, we are out.